This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Democrats don't just want to keep the Affordable Care Act. They're moving to the left. Many in the party are supporting Medicare for All. In our final feature on how health care is playing out in this year's campaigns, Shemaine Mills has this report.
The current Medicare program is so popular, attempts to change it have been described as the third rail of politics. In other words, it's so charged, it's politically untouchable. Likewise, expanding to Medicare for All was once thought to be a lethal election year issue. Not so much anymore.
That is why we have got to join every other industrialized nation by passing a Medicare for All single-payer program.
During Bernie Sanders' presidential run 2 years ago, he told massive crowds like this one in Madison that health care is a right of all people. To be sure, it's a polarizing issue. Medicare for All still sparks cries of socialized medicine among Republicans. The very same night she won the Wisconsin GOP primary, U.S. Senate candidate Leah Vukmir wasted no time criticizing incumbent Tammy Baldwin on her support for Medicare for All.
She campaigns for single-payer, government-run health care. She's not afraid to stand with the avowed socialist Bernie Sanders.
But there are signs the public may be warming to the idea. The most recent Marquette poll found a majority of Wisconsin residents in favor of Medicare for All. Likewise, a national poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation showed a majority of Americans support a government-run, single-payer health care system. That support increases when talking about Medicare as a public option. Tammy Baldwin supports both.
These are all ideas worthy of debate right now because while we narrowly defeated the effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act, our work is not done, and we have got to address costs.
Baldwin says Medicare for All would reduce administrative costs and simplify a complicated system families find frustrating, like 55-year-old Bob Morrison from West Bend.
It's hard sometimes to figure it all out, so sometimes you wish it would just be, hey, we can just go to the doctor and get taken care of.
Morrison says his wife had thyroid cancer along with hip and knee replacements. They resulted in surprise bills their insurer sometimes resisted paying. The self-described independent, who voted for Presidents Obama and Trump, sees flaws in the current health care system, but isn't necessarily ready for a big change.
You know, and I'm not so far against the, quote, single-payer system. I mean, we pay taxes for Social Security and everything out of. We pay taxes for that. The only problem I have is putting the government in charge of all that money. That's scary.
Polls show support for single-payer drops off when people are asked about the potential cost. Then there's the logistics, transforming an entire system that relies heavily on private insurance now. It may be a heavy lift politically, but some like Lisa Marie Ludwig, a social worker from northern Wisconsin, hold out hope.
The only solution is to have a sort of baseline coverage that everyone is eligible for in the country. I know that politically we have a long way to go for that.
History suggests the odds could be long. There have been efforts to create a nationalized health care system dating back to 1945. If there's a difference now when it comes to Medicare for All, it's that more Democrats are willing to talk about it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.